Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, what is up? What is up? It's your boy, Sammy C from the Natty. I guess that's just kind of all slang for Sam Crowley from Cincinnati. Great to be back on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't booked your 30-minute power call and you're interested in launching your own movement, trying to monetize your passion, go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Who's the best individual for that? Well, it would be somebody who gets up early in the morning just with an insatiable desire to launch this movement, this passion, this thing, this idea that you got. You don't know how. You're kind of motivated. You're really excited, but it feels like you're running east looking for a sunset. Or maybe you're banking six figures a month right now and you want to do better and get more clear, concise. Whatever it is, man, I can help you. I promise you this 30-minute call will be the best investment of 30 minutes you've had in a long, long time. So go to everydaysaturday.com/calendar. Let's get into today's message. Fake it till you make it. Should you fake it till you make it? I mean, hell, I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm not saying you shouldn't have a lot of confidence either. When I first got started, I wouldn't say faking it till I made it. I thought, but you got to put yourself in my situation. I thought I got just let out of prison. I mean, I got out of a job after 15 years. And boy, speaking of being let out of prison, I interviewed Jerry Bologna, who only killed three people while he was in, before he went to prison, 1973 in South Buffalo. You guys don't know that story, just search Sam Crowley, Jerry Bologna. You'll see the interview there. It was an hour and a half podcast interview I did with a guy. He killed three people. It was the worst murder in Western New York history. Then he goes away to prison for 37 years or something, gets out of prison, and comes help me demo a house. I can't even make that up. That whole thing, just as I said it, sounded so weird. I mean, if I didn't just say it, I would think I was lying. And even though I still think I'm lying, even though I know I'm not. So Jerry Bologna, yeah, mass murder, ended up helping me unload some drywall. Trust me, it was only plaster and lath that was in those garbage bags, nothing else. But listen to the interview. It's pretty powerful. So, God, how did I get on the subject of a mass murderer? Because I felt like I'd been let out of prison. And Jerry was saying in the interview, he goes, when you're in prison 30 years, you don't know what to do. You get out. Where do you go? Like 1973 to 2010 or 2015, whenever he got out. Where do you go? I mean, what do you do? You know, you're done. You don't even know how to survive. I mean, I guess when he was in prison, it would have been, it was probably that era of Nixon to Ford. Nixon was probably still president then. Now he gets out and Barack Obama's president. I mean, that's got to be an eye-opener for him, right? I mean, just that whole how America had changed from 1973 to 2010. So how do you even function? Nothing's the same. What's this thing they call an iPhone? What am I doing with this thing? What happened to the rotary dial? That was like me getting out of the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. I didn't know what to do anymore. Woke up on a Monday morning, went and got a cup of coffee, and then what? I read the paper. That's like the last time I ever read a newspaper, 2005. And then what? Like, what do you do? You know, it's like, hey, okay, well, now I got the rest of my day to twiddle my thumb. So I was just really weird, man. But then when I started speaking, I knew that I had been, I sound so corny, but not, I was destined for this moment. I could see, but I kind of was. That's why I felt like that's how you know when you know when you know that you're supposed to be nervous as a kitty in a lightning storm. And you go and get on that stage, and you're not nervous in the sense that you can't do it. You're nervous like, let's get this going, man. Let's get it on. And I still get that nervous every time I speak. By the way, I'm speaking in L.A. March 23rd that weekend. Is that a Saturday? Is March 23rd a Saturday? I think it is. I'm in L.A. I'm speaking at an event with a guy who was one of the original bigwigs at YouTube, like one, I say the founder, but damn near it. And now he's a bigwig at Instagram, like runs half the Instagram. Forget his name, but I'll have his name next show because I'll tell you where to go to buy a ticket if you want to see me speak in L.A. And I'm with, some real movers and shakers out there. And then there's me. Which one of these doesn't go with the other? Anyway, me, the guy, you know, the podcaster in the car, Sam Crowley. I'll be speaking out there. So if you want to see me speak, if you're out on the left coast and you're going to be in L.A. March 23rd, stop by, say hello. Let's get a photo and you can buy me a Guinness. I think that works out. Everybody wins with that, right? So when I first started speaking, I should have been nervous. And I should have faked it till I made it. And I wouldn't say I didn't fake it because I was extremely confident for some weirdo with a $12 haircut from Great Clip should have been. I mean, I had way too much confidence for that guy I was. But I stepped into my greatness because I really felt like that was God's plan for my life, was to be on a stage, to be speaking. Like when I first started podcasting, I definitely sounded like Porky Pig on a meth trip, but I didn't feel like it wasn't what I was supposed to do. I figured, I'll get better. Yeah, that was horrible. You know, I had like 3 downloads in a month, you know, but I figured, that's terrible. I mean, the good news is it can't get worse, you know? So it'll only get better, and then I think I'm really good. And I think sometimes ignorance is bliss. I don't always agree with that statement, but when you're starting out as an entrepreneur, I think it is, because I didn't know that I was that horrible. I figured, that's kind of dumb, but, you know. Now I listen back, and it's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't even listen to my one. You know, if you want to listen to some old ones, I think I still – somehow there's some ended up on my website on the podcast tab from 2008, I think, so you can get kind of a feel for the vibe I was rolling with 11 years ago. It's a little different than the vibe I got now, but if you're looking to launch your own movement, you don't need to fake anything, okay? All you really need to do is step into the greatness, and yeah, you haven't arrived where you want to go, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have supreme confidence that this is not God's destiny and his plan for your life. There's a big difference between those two statements. Is this the purpose? Is this my destiny? And am I faking it? Okay, so think about those two separately. Am I faking it? No, you're overly confident, which is great because we don't have enough confident people out there who really believe. Now, let me just also say your heart's in the right spot. A lot of people out there that are confident that they don't even know what they're doing, what they're teaching. They shouldn't be teaching. They shouldn't be, you know, out there taking people's money, but that's not you. So you don't even compare yourself to those people. That's where the kind of the enemy and the little voice in your head comes in and says, who do you think you are? Don't you know that, you know, Joe Smith out in, and by the way, if your name's Joe Smith in Idaho, sorry, just an example, but you know, you're like Joe Smith out there in Idaho, you know, doing all these nasty things on the internet. You're not that person. So quit comparing yourself to that person. I think it's not the fake it till you make it's the problem. It's your inner voice is the problem. It's the fact that you should have confidence. Like, if you really believe that there's a destiny for your life, like there's a unique set of plans for your life, you step into that. Just like stepping into your new house. Hey, honey, I'm home. That's what I did, 2005. Hey, honey, I'm home. Yeah, but you're bankrupt with a weird haircut and you'd never spoken in your life and you're an ex-stutter. Yep. Here I am, though. Where's my room? Where's the ex-stuttering college dropout, no experience, looks like a dork, sounds like Porky Pig on a meth trip room? You guys got a room for me here? Where's the name on that door? Because that's where I'll go. Hey, at least I'm in the house. At least I arrived, baby. At least I got here. And don't worry. I'll get a bigger room. I'll get a better room. You know, I'll lose all this crap and this baggage I got. Because remember, if you're going to take off, you got to leave the baggage behind. You know, if you're going to fly, when I fly to LA next month to go to that event, they're not going to let me carry on all the baggage. I got to leave only a couple pieces. Yet most people carry on all that baggage and they wonder why they can't take off. Ooh! Value bomb. Leave the baggage at home, baby. Leave the baggage at home or you're never going to take off. And quit letting the inner voice sabotage your success. You ain't faking anything. Do the checklist with me. You ready? All right, here we go. Is your heart in the right spot? Check. Are you excited? Check. Little nervous? Check. Feel like destiny? Check. You have a unique plan for your life? Double, triple check. Do you believe all that? then you're fine. You're not faking anything. You know what you're really doing is you're going to have a, but you're going to have a ton of regret. Got to keep this a family show. You're going to have a ton of regret for not doing it. Now, the pain of a little bit of discomfort on the front end, that ain't nothing compared to laying in that deathbed full of regret, all right? So I'm going to do the call to action one last time. If you want to launch faster, better, smarter, and get going right now with your unique message and have yourself dialed into your zone of genius, get on the calendar. everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Book your 30-minute call. Let's do it, you and me, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.